Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Ha'Klal Dalad, and we're learning Simon Dalad. So the Chayyadim says there's an issue to Mistakel in an Isha. The Mishabura in Simon Ayin Hay, Sivkat and Zion, says, however, Ria Ba'alma, the Fitumai B'lai Nehenna Ishari, quotes from the Prima Gadim, that person happens to see, he's not without the intent to gaze at the woman, to derive pleasure from her, he's not done anything wrong. It would sound like from the language of the shari that's permitted means the person doesn't have to go out of his way halachically to prevent himself by having to see a part of the woman which is uncovered. But the Mishnah continues, says even though it's not a, obviously a person should work on themselves and the person should grow. So from the concept of musr, a person has to work on themselves. It would be appropriate that a person is careful not to let that happen. Then he continues the Mishnah Berurah. This is the language of the Mishnah Berurah again. He continues and he says, he brings from a sefer called Mincha Shmuel. I'm not familiar with who that is. That an Adam Chashev has a chiyuv to be careful about this, because people will learn from him, and people will take it further than he is. So he has a chiyuv to be even more careful in this area. Then the Prima Gadim continues and he says that the places which the derech is to be mechusa, the parts of the body which are normally covered, even Ria Ba'alma is also. So we said over here that to be mistakel on the parts of the body which are uncovered, a person wants to look at a woman's face. Woman's face, the derech is to be uncovered. So Ria Ba'alma is permitted, histaklus is also. So histaklus means a person is gazing intently to try and focus. Ria means a person happens to notice, happens to see. This always applies the areas of the body which are normally uncovered. Any part of the body which is normally covered, even Ria Ba'alma is prohibited. So, going back to the Chayyadim, when he says that the area which is any part of the body which is normally covered, we say that the shear is a tefach as regards to Torah and Tefillah. In regards to Istaklus, any part of it is uncovered, and even Ria Ba'alma is going to be a problem. So a person has to be careful if any part of that area is, if those areas are uncovered, even less than a tefach, it's going to be problematic. So now, if the chiyuv of the man is to not even see those parts of the body, because that is the issue of a man seeing erva, and this is not even without histaklus, it's usur. Flipping it around, in regards to the chiyuv of the woman to be covered, would seem to be that there's no shear of a tefach. The chiyuv of the woman to be covered is parallels the man's chiyuv to be careful, and what he sees is the woman's chiyuv to be careful not to reveal. Both of these are the element of Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, and it's a man's responsibility to not to try and see these parts of the body, and it's a woman's responsibility to act as a Jewish woman should, Das Moshe, to keep those parts of the body covered. So that's why we said we can't really clarify all of these halachas without seeing both of these simonim. One simon and Chayyadim simon Dal and simon Hey, we clarify for the other. So we're still left with the question after this is said and done. This is regards to the parts of the body which are normally covered. So there's no shear of tefach in regards to the chiyuv to be covered to act with kedusha. What about the halachas of a woman's hair? Is there a concept of tefach in conjunction with a woman's hair? And we'll basically clarify that in the next shear. And meanwhile, have a good day.